Hello all, and welcome to the Learning by William podcast. In this podcast, we discuss science phenomena, including topics in physics, astrophysics, astronomy, mathematics, and quantum mechanics. New episodes are out every Saturday at exactly 10 a.m. Central Time, no matter if there's rain, shine, or holiday. My name is William, and I am your host. My name is William Gonemaier, and I am your host. The podcast is my strategy for gaining conceptual knowledge of writing, speaking, and of course, science. I choose the topics of these episodes based upon the gaps in my knowledge, and I research for around 1 to 10 hours, depending on the relative difficulty of the topic, before writing the episode. To give you all some background knowledge on myself, I'm a teenager from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm most indulged in astronomy and physics, for I aspire to be an astrophysicist. Satisfying my passion for astronomy are extracurricular activities that revolve around astronomy, of course. I am a key holder and observatory committee member of the Milwaukee Astronomical Society, one of the largest amateur astronomy clubs in the United States, occupying one of the largest amateur observatories in the world. I am a space ambassador for SLU, an online astronomy platform that aims toward educating students and amateur astronomers on astronomy, and more specifically, imaging. I am a founder and the president of my high school's astronomy club, and I spend many hours of my days learning and teaching astronomy and also mathematics. My love for astronomy stems from my love for math. As of June 2021, I've skipped 2 grades of math, and I have learned 4 years ahead of it, of my current grade. My current grade is technically supposed to be pre-calc, but I am doing calc 3. And you can kind of equate this to being a love for anything can bring you much further ahead than others that do not love your thing. It's similar to hard work, and passionate work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. One day, I hope to be a professor of astrophysics or mathematics at a university, and I hope that I can, one day, teach my students the art of critical thinking and progress my students toward the daunting frontiers of scientific advancement. I like to think of this podcast as practice toward teaching. Before you click on an episode, especially an episode on an advanced topic, I suggest that you do some background research. In every episode, I leave a bibliography with many links that pertain to all of the topics that are discussed in the episode. Before listening to the episode, you should click some of the links and get in the Wikipedia rabbit hole for a few minutes. Trust me, it is very, very fun. Subsequently, you can listen to the episodes, of course. The topics are discussed at quite a fast pace. The episode on calculus, for example, which is around episode 41 and 42, teaches every phenomenon in basic calculus and is taught in only 30 and 83 minutes. Each one is around 41.5 minutes on average. So they're very exceptionally short periods of time to learn just calculus. And also they are taught, I speak at around twice the rate of speed that I speak at right now. I speak much faster with those episodes compared to these episodes. Now you have an advantage if you allow yourself to almost understand these topics. So I would just say, because these topics are discussed at quite a fast pace, you will have an advantage if you pause the episode and reverse 30 seconds, or you do some outside research. Because remember that these episodes are quite abstract. We give abstract definitions to everything. They're not simple. None of these topics are simple. Most of the topics that we discuss are things that you would learn in college, and even then, they would teach you it with less difficulty. So the goal here is to make sure that you understand it, and that is by going on to Wikipedia, to any big site, and learning the topics on top of the episode. You have an advantage in listening to this trailer, for you learn why I make these episodes so fast-paced. I want you to do outside research. You can never gain a strong understanding of a topic with a 30-minute or even a 3-hour podcast. Thus, I attempt to stimulate you in a way that inspires you to do some outside research. I hope that you all do indeed heed my advice and do outside research on the topics that you shall learn when listening to my podcast. But that is all I have for this trailer. Thank you all for listening, and stay curious as you listen to mine and others' science podcasts. Take care.